live from the Quad Cities with Morgan Otier and Kyle Keel. This is Quad Cities Live.
Today on QCL, from brunch to gifts to activities, Quad Cities Mom is here with a variety of ideas for Mother's Day.
And Tips for Tad will preview this local fundraiser, now in its 12th year, raising money for melanoma cancer research.
And later, Memories in the Making. We'll get a closer look at an event highlighting artwork created by local people living with Alzheimer's disease and other forms of dementia. It is Thursday, April 25th, and you are watching Quad Cities Live.
Looking live there, Chris.
Thanks for joining us today. I'm Kyle Keel.
I'm Morgan OTA. This is going to be fun.
Yes.
Stand-up comedy is a performance art. And next week, comedians will be performing their art in a museum filled with works of art.
Here to explain the comedian tour at the Figgy is local comedian Chris Schlichting.
Chris?
Hello.
Yes.
What camera do you want me at? Six? Seven? Which one?
Don't even worry about it.
Don't worry about the cameras.
Okay.
Let's just have a conversation.
Pretend they're not even there.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we tell everyone, right? All right, so it's a week from today where you'll
be... Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's a week from today.
Mm-hmm. Better get prepared.
I better.
You'll be putting on a show at the Figgy.
I've been a comic for about 20 years, and it has always been a dream to be on this show, and I finally found a way in through the Figgy. So I lied on my resume. I know nothing about art, but... Here I am, mission accomplished.
Well, something tells me that you don't need to know very much about art.
No.
You just need to know a little thing or two about comedy and how to tell a joke, which is very clear that you can do that. So how did the idea come up, combining comedy or a comedy tour with art at a museum?
Well, I think Figgy wanted to approach a comic just to sort of bridge the gap and try to bring in a different audience to the museum. And I was a little reluctant at first because I don't I have nothing but respect and love for art.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of knowledge about it.
Sure.
So at first I said no, but then they said they'd pay me. And I was like, I'm in. I'm in.
Money talks.
Money does talk. So I am a professional art reviewer.
Yeah. Well, good. That'll be interesting.
Yeah. Well, one thing for sure is you're a professional comedian.
Yes.
You're very funny. So how long have you been doing comedy?
I've been doing comedy for 20 years.
Okay.
Unless I have a bad show, then it's my first time.
There you
That's
go.
What we tell people.
Yes.
Amateur hour.
I just think art, I love spending time at the Figgy and I love art. It's just very inspiring. I just choose a different format.
Yeah.
I just form jokes. So.
Yeah.
There is definitely a definite connection and a definite relationship.
So this is new, obviously.
Yeah.
New for you, new for the Figgy. So, and you haven't done this before. So how do you plan to incorporate comedy into a museum atmosphere?
Well, I think the interesting part about art is it invokes feelings. And I have always used humor as a way to deal with anything that's happening in my life.
Sure.
So it'll be no different with the art. I just love that they have given me permission to not do much research, to not look up the art, the artist, the history, and just go from what I see and just interpret it in my own way.
Yeah, kind of give us an idea of your comedic style. Obviously, you know, people, comedians have different styles that they perform.
Well,
what's your style?
I'm very silly. I would compare myself to like a Steve Martin. We're probably on the same level, honestly.
Yeah.
That's a bold statement, but I'll stand by that. When you think Steve Martin, you probably think me. But I just think being silly and having fun. And also, I do have a theater background. I was a theater major in college. So whatever I do or say, I stand by it.
Okay.
Like, for instance, this is my first time ever wearing a turtleneck. But for an art
museum, never.
You're pulling it off.
It is very itchy. And
I couldn't tell. I couldn't tell. It looks like you've been wearing turtlenecks your whole life.
And that's what I'm going for. I want to be taken seriously. And then when I start joking, people are like, what is going on? We'll just have a fun experience. And yeah.
Okay, very cool. Well, what do you hope that audiences take away when they come and see you? Because I think there's going to be a good mix of people, right? I think there's going to be people that show up to see the art, but with this like unique thing happening.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be people that just love comedy and that are fans of yours that want to see what you do.
It's a difficult situation. I'd compare it to having like a small child in the crowd where you got to kind of cater to everyone. But I think the Figgy is an untapped resource. A lot of people may be intimidated by art or think they're interpreting it wrong. And I just hope that I can build a better audience for them.
Yeah.
And also I'm not gonna lie, I just want people to realize how awesome I am.
Yeah. Reach a whole new audience.
Yes.
Well, let me tell you, I mean, with our other guests in the studio, we're getting some laughs just out of this segment alone.
Yeah, good luck following this guy.
Tough act.
So obviously you're naturally funny, so
thank you for
where else can we catch you around the Quad Cities? Obviously we have the comedian tour at the Figgy next Thursday, but after that, where can we
yes, unfortunately there's not a comedy club per se, but
right.
What I've done is I've teamed with Dane and Sarah Moulton, who own the Renwick Mansion, which is a wedding venue.
Yeah.
And we do a monthly comedy show. I try to get comics that are passing through, and we've had a lot of success, and you can find us on social media in there and just look for upcoming shows. It's been a really good outlet for me. And if not, I go to the Figgy or do karaoke and just do my jokes with music. You gotta make do.
If not, you can find me at the Figgy.
Yeah, you can find me at the Figgy. I may not have a job after this, but I'll still be at the Figgy just doing tours. Yeah.
Telling jokes next to statues.
Yes, exactly. Well, all respectful, guys. I'm very respectful
yes,
of the art.
Yes, of course. Yes, respect the art and respect your form of art
yes,
as well.
Yes, we're on the same level.
All right, well, if you want to catch Chris, the comedian tour at the Figgy Art Museum is next Thursday. That's May 2nd at 6:30 p.m. Admission is free, as the Figgy is free every Thursday
yes.
from 5 to 8 p.m. Chris, it was a pleasure spending a few minutes with you today.
Yes, thank you for having me.
There's nobody that would want to miss this.
No, yeah, and if you're not happy, you can have your money back.
So,
it's free.
Free 99.
That was a great joke.
Thank you. I added that in.
All right. Still to come on Quad Cities Live, Quad Cities Mom is here to talk all things Mother's Day, from gifts to brunch. We have some great ideas for you after the break.
You're watching Quad Cities Live.
Mother's Day is 3 weekends away, so now is the time to plan, especially if you want to make the day extra special. Sierra Stewart with Quad Cities Mom is here with some great ideas to help us celebrate. Sierra, welcome back today.
Hi, thank you.
Yes, we're so happy to have you. This is going to be really a great segment for everybody. So let's start with some gift ideas. You have a long list of ideas on your website on QC Mom, but one of the ideas that some people may think, oh, well, we do this every year, doesn't mean it's not a great idea, is taking a trip to the garden center.
Mm-hmm.
So talk about why that's just kind of an awesome place to visit on Mom's Day.
So we put out a poll to our readers and followers and asked what their favorite gifts have been over the years. Yeah. And there was a majority of moms that said going to the garden center for Mother's Day is one of their favorite things to do.
You know what, I think part of that too is because we're in the Midwest and we're just like itching to get outside and in the garden or just do something beautiful outdoors, that Mother's Day has become like the time where we finally feel like we're allowed to do that and we're not gonna get any more rounds of winter weather.
Yeah.
So I think that's part of it. But yeah, it's a really fun time to you know, spend time with family and go out to the garden center, Wallace's, or whichever one is your favorite. So another suggestion, though, is kind of on the opposite end of the spectrum, and it's kind of about giving mom a little bit of peace and quiet. So one of the ideas is having a spa day for mom.
That would be my choice.
Yeah.
Massage, facial. I think that's a number one pick for a lot of moms in the area, is to get some self-care at Salon R5. She's got a great spa.
Where is that located?
It's in Davenport.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, it's a beautiful location.
Yeah, it's great. I see a lot of chairs there where you can get your nails done. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they have all kinds of other things for mom. This idea is especially fun, though. It involves the entire family and can potentially involve a little bit of a getaway. So planning a staycation for mom. What are some of the ideas there from Quad Cities Mom?
Yeah, we got a couple of responses about that. You know, we're with our families every day, so a lot of moms just wanted to take a break and go to a local hotel, get some food delivered, if they have a spa there, just hang out, quiet, relax.
Actually a fabulous idea. And see, I'm sitting here thinking like a staycation with the family, which is also an option, but a mom staycation, that is where it's at. We have some beautiful hotels just right here in and around the Quad Cities, or even somewhere like Galena or something like that.
Yeah.
That's a fabulous idea. Well, Quad Cities Mom is also offering a giveaway, and you brought a basket with you.
I did.
Tell us about the giveaway. You guys are gonna be gifting two moms with these.
Mm-hmm.
So how does that all work?
So the giveaway is available now until May 1st.
Awesome.
So you'll go to our website at qcmoms.com/Mother's Day.
Okay.
And there will be the form to fill out. Okay. And we will contact the winners via email, so don't forget to put your email in
okay.
there.
Okay, good to know.
Yep.
So who can fill that out, or can it be somebody who wants to win it for their mom, or do you have to be the actual mom who wants?
No, I mean, because there's a couple things in here, like there's wine if you don't drink, there's mm-hmm. also a prenatal massage in here if you're
expecting
not pregnant or yeah. not, you know, yeah. so you can give it away. Yeah, no, it's whoever you want it for.
Okay, awesome. Well, let's start going through, some of the items mm-hmm. that are in these baskets. Obviously, you wouldn't be able to bring them all today, but these flowers are incredible.
They're beautiful.
And this is from Where the Flowers Are Farm, which we've had on QCL before. So they are offering something for the basket.
Yep, what, custom floral.
Absolutely beautiful yeah. flowers. What else can we find in here?
These are the cutest cookies I've ever seen. These are from the Sweet Spot. She is a home baker in Bettendorf.
Oh my gosh. And they're cookies that spell
they
out
say mom.
Mom,
yeah.
Yeah, those are beautiful. So those are part of the basket. Very, very cute. A lot of these are going to be local businesses.
All
too.
Of them.
All of them.
Everything in here, including the basket itself, we picked up from Iron and Grain. It's from Vintage by Macy.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, and you guys really do have a great partnership with. Really, it's all local.
Everything, yeah. We're focused on hyper-local businesses.
Great. Okay, yeah. Let's keep going through it. What else do we have in here?
So here's a bottle of wine from Wide River.
Yes,
they have
we love them.
Three locations in the Quad Cities. Awake just opened up a new shop in Davenport.
Okay.
They're originally in Rock Island.
Oh, nice.
These are some beauty products from Edit Beauty Boutique.
Okay.
And they said that they're perfect for any hair type.
Okay. Kevin Murphy, conditioner and shampoo, but I will say, ladies, you know Kevin Murphy and the stuff isn't cheap, so this is yeah. a great addition to the basket.
This is a cute candle from Buttercup. They make
yes,
really, yeah,
Buttercup.
They smell amazing.
I have a Buttercup candle on my dining room table right now that says best mom ever.
Yeah.
So. Okay, what else do they
These
have?
Are some more hair products. These are from Pure Hair Studio.
Oh, awesome.
And some
look at all this.
Fun popcorn from What's Poppin'. They're
Tutti Frutti popcorn. It's a
she
favorite.
Knows. These are a gift set from Brick and Mortar.
Oh, they are so fun.
Yep, and they just started a new podcast too, about speaking about business and stuff. So if you want to give them a listen.
Yeah. Oh, very, very cute.
Salon R5, we showed them earlier. She has a bunch of face masks, hand masks, eye masks, stuff like that in there, as well as a gift card.
This is an amazing giveaway basket that you guys have put together.
How, it's a lot.
Did you just go to all of these businesses?
I reached out to a lot.
That's amazing. Look at this.
This is a t-shirt or a tank top, and there's also a gift card from One Tree Hot Yoga.
This is great. A beautiful tank top from One Tree Hot Yoga, plus a gift card to go and treat yourself to some
yes,
yoga.
Yes, absolutely. And then our cleaning lady, she's a local mom. And this is a gift certificate towards
That's
the house
That's a huge
cleaning.
Help.
Yeah.
Okay.
There was a lot of responses on that, too.
So take a look at the table and the spread that we have laid out from that that basket
yeah.
that Sierra brought with her today.
Oh.
I mean, that is huge. So that is the giveaway. One thing that we don't want to leave out as well is spending a little bit of time with the family on Mother's Day, if that's your thing. And one way that we can do that is by just maybe doing a little bit of a brunch.
Mm-hmm.
So you have some ideas as far as that's concerned as well.
Yeah, there's quite a few restaurants having brunch this year. The Foundry is one of my favorite restaurants in the
yeah.
Quad Cities. They have an omelet bar making station, as well as bottomless mimosas.
They do a great brunch
yes.
at the Foundry, especially
yeah.
on like a special day. I think I did a Halloween brunch there at some point, and they really go all out
yeah.
for their
and
families.
And then also the zoo is opening up for a Mother's Day wild brunch. So they'll have food, and then you get to tour the zoo.
That is such a cute idea, especially
and see all the
if
mama.
You. Yes, exactly. They're mm-hmm. going to take you on a tour through the zoo. We had mm-hmm. Niobe on recently, and you're going to learn about all the different mamas there at the zoo on Mother's Day. And I think that's a great idea. I'm thinking of doing it with my daughter because if you have littles like you do,
mm-hmm.
it's also fun for them
yeah, absolutely.
To do something. something like that. But Niobe is going to provide a brunch. Well, for detailed lists of events and brunches for Mother's Day and a list of gift ideas, just go to QCMoms.com. Sierra, thank you so much for bringing all this in today, because not only did we showcase really some great ideas and gift ideas for mom, but we showcased some amazing businesses in the Quad Cities. And that's really what you guys aim to do. So thank you so much. Well, coming up on Quad Cities Live, mark your calendars for year 12 of the Tips for Tad event at the Ridge in Davenport. We'll get the details on this important fundraiser for melanoma research next.
You're watching Quad Cities Live.
Melanoma is the most dangerous type of skin cancer, and an annual event hopes to eliminate the risk among people here in the QCA and fundraise for research. Chris Agnew and Jonna Chesney are with me this afternoon. Chris is with the Tad Agnew Foundation, and Jonna is the owner of The Ridge, located in Davenport. Both of you, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you so much for being here. Jonna, we've had you on the show multiple times in the past, but this time it's a little bit different. You guys are constantly doing outreach. I think the last time we talked to Pines was just last week, and you guys were cleaning up a neighborhood. So it is not out of the realm for Jonna and Austin to want to do something that reaches out and is good for the community. But Chris, today we're talking about the 12th annual Tips for Tad event, named after Tad, who was your son. So tell us a little bit about him.
Well, Tad passed away in 2012 after he was 33 years old after a two-year, you know, valiant battle against melanoma. He lost that battle, and one of the things he said towards the end was, "Dad, I don't want all this to go to waste, to be for nothing." And so out of that was born Tips for Tad by several of his friends, and in the last 11 years, it's grown beyond what we could ever dream it could be. We've raised over almost $750,000 for melanoma research and supporting clinical trials at Holden Cancer Center. And last year alone, in one day, we raised over $85,000.
We couldn't get over that. We were putting this segment together today, our QCL team, and we saw that. And we're like, in one day? Jonna, that's incredible.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, it says a lot about the community that I think Tad has created and the community that you have created with your businesses. So this is the 12th year for this event, and you have been hosting it ever since it started. Tad was a friend of yours.
Yes, and a friend of my husband's as well, yes.
Okay, yeah. So you've been doing this year in and year out, and of course this stems from a tragic situation, a tragic story, but it's also supposed to be a fun event that gets people, you know, out and donating and having a good time. So what can people expect when they head out for Tips for Tad?
Yeah, they can definitely expect a lot of fun, that's for sure. In true Tad fashion, we knew that he loved to have a lot of fun. We have live auction items, silent auction items, raffles, guest speakers. And then just to talk about some of the raffle items and the silent auction items, we have some big ticket items to raise money. We have Cubs tickets right behind home plate.
Wow.
We also have Iowa tickets. Chris can maybe mention a few other great items.
But sure. We've also got chef's dinner for six in the private dining room at the Monarch with wine pairings.
Amazing. You guys aren't kidding.
There's a reason why so much money is raised, because the community really comes together and donates a lot of great items from local businesses. Yeah. There's so much support for that.
And we'll also have, Morgan, free skin screenings at the event for melanoma awareness. We'd encourage people to take advantage of that. Mm-hmm. Melanoma, as you said, is the deadliest form of skin cancer, and if it's not caught early, it can spread to other organs and other parts of your body, and then you have a real battle on your hands.
Yeah.
If you've had, as a kid, if you've had five bad sunburns, you're 80% more likely to have melanoma as an adult.
Wow.
And at this point, every 7 seconds, somebody in the United States is diagnosed with melanoma.
Unbelievable.
So come get a early detection is the key. Come get a free skin screening at Tips for Tad.
And you get a free
Yeah, little, I love that you guys have done this. It's like a free little travel sunscreen and an SPF, like a lip balm or a chapstick with SPF in it, which is so hugely important. I think we're getting better and better about, you know, using sunscreen as a society, but we still have a lot of work to do, especially when we live in the Midwest. We don't think, oh, I don't live, you know, somewhere where it's warm and sunny all the time. I don't have to worry about it. But you absolutely do.
Yeah.
Now, the skin screenings that Dr. Jill Lightfoot and staff are going to be doing at this event, this really is, Chris, you know, for folks who don't want to make the appointment to go get moles checked, to go get, you know, and do that extra thing and you know, make that on their to-do list, this is a really easy way to avoid the to-do list and just get it done.
Very simple. You come, you show up, you don't need an appointment. You go in, you get checked. It takes 3 minutes, 5 minutes of your time. And we always say, know the skin you're in. Mm-hmm. If you see something irregular, something doesn't look right, something's a little different, something's changed color, or you say, what is this? Come to Tips for Tad and get it checked, and while you're there, make a donation.
Yes.
Yeah. Right?
Yes.
One thing I do have to say, though, is we are probably one of the most efficient nonprofit entities, 501c3s in the country, because we're all volunteers. There's no paid staff, no administrative staff, no salaries that we pay. Everything is volunteer. So 100% of what is raised goes directly to the cause for melanoma research and supporting clinical trial work in Iowa City.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
All in the name of your son, who was so hopeful that, you know, you would do something. And look what you've done. You guys have to be so incredibly proud.
Year 12 is going to be great and a lot of fun. And knowing that it's a ridge, I have to, you know, full disclosure, there may be alcohol involved.
Well, it's a party, right?
It's a party. In tad fashion, as we said.
In tad fashion, there you go. It's a party after all at the end of the day. And you guys are also selling merchandise.
Yes.
With the Tips for Tad logo on there. Sweatshirts, t-shirts, hats.
Great gear.
So, and you guys are already selling that, correct?
Yeah, okay. we currently are selling that at the Ridge right now.
So if you want to wear a Tips for Tad shirt to the Tips for Tad event, you can go to the Ridge now. And you can get all outfitted and ready for the big day.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, awesome. Well, mark your calendars. The 12th annual Tips for Tad fundraiser for melanoma research is Saturday, May 11th from noon to 5. It's at the Ridge, which is located on Utica Ridge Road in Davenport. The event is free to attend, but of course, any money raised is crucial to the mission of the Tad Agnew Foundation. Chris and Jonna, thank you so much for being here. I know it's probably difficult to share that story over and over again, but it just really is for such a good cause. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, much more to come in our next half hour, including details on the upcoming Memories in the Making event benefiting the Alzheimer's Association and changing careers. Well, that can feel scary, but Midwest Technical Institute makes it easy and pretty quick. We'll show you how they can help.
You're watching Quad Cities Live.
In a little over a week, we are invited to attend a special event happening at Vibrant Arena in Moline called Memories in the Making. And here with those details is Tessa Posey, one of the event committee members. Tessa, thank you for being here today and bringing all of this beautiful artwork, which we are going to talk about in just a minute. This is an Alzheimer's Association event. Mm-hmm. So describe for us first the Alzheimer's Association. What that organization really does for folks that are dealing with Alzheimer's or dementia and what it does for their family members.
So they not only work towards research, providing care, connecting people with care, and providing support for a lot of caretakers and caregivers out there. Right. So they have many events throughout the year and branches around the nation working towards those goals and raising money for those goals.
And, you know, with the Alzheimer's Association and this event, you work...
I work at Friendship Manor in Rock Island, so I work in senior living.
You work in senior living, so you actually come across a lot of folks that are potentially dealing with forms of dementia and people that are in memory care. Talk about the hardship that these people face, and not only the people that are going through it, but their loved ones who are watching them go through it.
Yeah, so 1 in 9 people over 65 will be diagnosed with Alzheimer's. So that number is, you know, it's going to affect a lot of our seniors that are living with us and living in communities all over, plus living at home, because signs of the disease, you know, start before sometimes that diagnosis comes around.
Okay.
So it's so hard watching people go through this disease, because not everybody's been impacted directly, like having a loved one, and then all of a sudden it comes up and you don't know what to do, you don't know where to reach out. But the Alzheimer's Association is a great initial kind of contact on where to go, who to talk to, maybe to give you examples on doctors that are, you know, treating this disease and what medications to get on. So
Yeah, they can really point you in the right direction, because it does bring up a whole lot of questions, because a lot of people, you know, it happens differently in a lot of people.
It does.
It's not necessarily going to be the exact same by the book thing, but it's very sad. I mean, it's a difficult disease. We're dealing with memory loss or dementia and things like that, and it's obviously terrible to see a loved one go through it. So there's a lot of resources out there, of course, and you guys are helping to contribute to that mission.
Are.
And you're hosting your Memories in the Making event, and it's coming up pretty soon. It's next Friday, May 3rd. So tell us about it.
So it's a year-long art therapy program that we put on that then ends with the gala. So the gala is kind of the results of this art therapy program. So we do it in retirement communities, nursing homes, and then as well as we've started to try to branch out into the community to also reach those people that are still living at home with their loved ones.
Okay.
So I have brought some of the artworks that are going to be in our live auction this year.
Awesome.
And they're from different communities around the Quad Cities. These two in front of me actually are from the same location in Bettendorf at the Quartet, and these women...
They're great.
Yeah, they're beautiful. So Olive, who has this beautiful kind of winter scene, was an artist throughout her life and painted. So as she was painting the scene,